we have had such great advances in breast cancer over the last two decades. For example, with mammograms and so on, with that technology improving, we're seeing smaller and smaller cancers. And then there's been these advances in radiation, right? So now we're starting to see patients do very, very well with these small cancers and radiation, whereas before, everybody was opting for a mastectomy. So now the purpose of today is actually to educate everybody. Three important facts. Number one, 85% of all the cancers we see in this country have no family history. Wow. Number two.
Really?
Yeah. Number two, we are seeing smaller and smaller cancers. And number three, we're in an era where less is more, which means that we can actually have women keep their breasts safely, do very well in the long term. And now basically what we have to do is educate people about making those decisions based on information, not fear. In other words, you know, like whenever patients are diagnosed, they always want everything off. Right. Well, we don't have to do that anymore. And family members also need to be educated so they can encourage these patients who are candidates to move forward to keeping their breasts. So in so doing, I wanted to bring Dr. Steve Lester, who's a radiation oncologist, to kind of just talk about that. Like, what exactly is radiation and what are the side effects?
Chemo, radiation, different.
They're different. So. Okay.
Well, with radiation, we do a small focused area if Dr. Sesshenina is able to find the cancer early. That's why she wants everybody to get the message out. You go for the mammograms. If you find a very small lump, you come in. And what we know with the radiation is, we can cure you just as well as a mastectomy without any pain. There's no discomfort with the daily radiation. There's no hair loss with the daily radiation.
So we've had these amazing technology now that helps us see these cancers earlier and earlier, so they're smaller and smaller. And also, we have these advances in radiation now. So a lot of patients can actually now have the cancer surgery where they just remove the cancer, have radiation, and they do really well. 85% of all the cancers in this country have no family history. So we're focusing on these patients that are these 85%. So people are really scared of what is radiation, because with a lumpectomy, which is where you remove the cancer, you have to have radiation. Here's an important fact. The data shows that the survival of patients who have a lumpectomy for these small cancers, a lumpectomy with radiation is the same as a mastectomy. So that's a very important piece of information. So now we're focusing on patients and telling them to save the breast is actually a good thing, because there's not a huge benefit. So basically, people are scared of what is radiation. So I actually brought a radiation oncologist today, Dr. Steve Lester.
It's an important issue to try to get the ladies in early so we can find these cancers small, so Dr. Sesshenina can do the surgery, I can do the radiation, and we can preserve their breasts and, more importantly, have them survive and be cured.
Can you tell them a little bit about what to expect during radiation? Like, what are the side effects?
Yeah, the patients are always shocked. There's next to no side effects, especially when we do the partial breast radiation with the catheter, which only takes 5 days. There's a little tiredness, minimal skin irritation. You don't get sick. You're not nauseated. Your hair doesn't fall out.
Okay.
You can pretty much do your normal daily routine.
So a couple of things about breast cancer is that we've had such great advances in breast cancer that now we're finding smaller and smaller tumors in women. And also there have been advances in radiation oncology.
Yeah.
So now we're able to have more women undergo breast conservation, which is where they get to keep the breast after they've been diagnosed with breast cancer. Think about this. If 85% have no family history and we're finding smaller and smaller cancers, women should be able to keep their breasts because now we have these advances in radiation that have done really well.
Right.
So Dr. Lester, maybe if you could talk a little bit about what is radiation and maybe educate people.
Yeah, I thought radiation was like you see in the comic books and it was some radiation, you know. So that's not what it is. It's kind of something that...
It's well focused. It's like taking a beam, like say a flashlight, but instead of hitting the whole body, you focus it on just the breast.
Right.
There's no pain.
Yeah.
The patients don't get sick.
So it's no pain. You don't get sick.
You don't get sick.
Yeah.
You don't lose your hair.
No.
So
you're not radioactive.
And most patients tolerate it really well, you know, and that's the thing. There's a newer technology where you can radiate just the cavity where the cancer used to be.
Yeah.
And that's called a partial breast catheter. And that's what you had.
Yes.
Right. So she just had her diagnosis a couple of weeks ago. She had her surgery. She finished radiation. It's twice a day for 5 days and you're done.
Done.
What is a traditional radiation course?
Well, the traditional radiation is about 6.5 weeks of daily treatments. There's no pain. It's about 15 minutes a day. But we can replace that with doing it twice a day for 5 days.
And you're done.
With a catheter Dr. Sesshenina puts in. We treat an area about the size of a ping pong ball.
Okay.
Really
That's
small area.
Amazing.
over the last 22 years, so much has changed. What I learned in medical school, what even I learned in residency is not even, I couldn't have dreamed
really?
That we would be where we are
so
today.
So the advances are there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing people need to realize and be educated on. You know, when people are scared, if they want, it's funny because you revert back to doing everything out of fear. We have so much information now where you can actually tailor care for the patient to their tumor. So we're in an era right now where less is more.
So when you started 22 years ago, when you had to tell a patient they had breast cancer, was it a death sentence then?
Actually, we were just starting to see the tide turn because a lot of people were dying from later stage cancer. But guess what? Now those patients are very rare. What used to be my norm is now my rare.
Okay.
All right. So we're now making, so think about that alone as progress, because before these big tumors spreading to the lymph nodes, now we're seeing these tiny tumors that are seen on mammograms. So let's talk about male breast cancers. Here, if you have a mother or who had breast cancer, ovarian cancer, you are actually a higher risk for getting breast cancer and prostate cancer if you carry the gene, So men need to be educated on that. So if their parents are, like, if a mom is alive and had ovarian cancer, and if she got genetic testing and she carries the gene, your male patients should be looking at that, and they should get genetic testing done too. Women that have these smaller tumors can actually have breast conservation, which means that they can keep their breasts. Now, these are not the patients that are carry the gene or high risk. We're talking about the average patient who is diagnosed with a small cancer and somebody who has that option of having breast conservation. So people get scared. They don't know what radiation and so on. So what I did was I actually brought Dr. Steve Lester. He's a radiation oncologist who's amazing. I've worked with him for many years.
Well, radiation, we use it to cure cancer, and patients need to realize that there's no pain. There's really no side effects when you do a breast other than maybe some skin irritation.
Okay.
And we have a 90% cure rate. It's basically a highly focused beam. And when we can do the really early breast cancers, like what Dr. Sessionine has been talking about, we can treat through a catheter and treat something about the size of a ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm.
So the patients get treated twice a day for 5 days, and they're done.
Oh, wow. How do you know if you're eligible for that?
Well, there's a lot of criteria you have to meet. So in my case, like when I look at a patient's pathology result and the whole case, I'll say, yes, you're eligible for this or you're not. And a majority of them actually are.
Oh, wow.
All right. So
you lose your hair?
That's chemo.
That's a good question.
A little bit of breast skin irritation, and that's about the most you see.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And people are so scared about radiation when in reality, I mean, it's something that is a good adjunct to breast conservation. So, you know, if you take a look at the catheter he's talking about, it's literally you put the catheter right to where the cancer used to be. Twice a day you get your treatment, and the catheter is out, and you're done with your radiation. So this is a part of that newer technology of stuff that's actually coming out and progressed over the last decade. We're in an era right now that these small cancers can easily have a surgery. Just pluck that out.
And then you're done.
Put the radiation, get a pill for 5 years, you're good to go.
But the bottom line is early detection.
Hallelujah,
Bottom line is early detection.
Early detection.
And that's Carrie's message too, right? Like, you get your mammograms. Isn't that how yours was found?
My yearly mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Every year I get my mammogram. And also with me having fibrocystic breast disease, I also would go in 6 months. I didn't have to, but because, you know, we all supposed to check ourselves.
Yes.
But with me having fibrocystic breast disease, I never know what I'm feeling anyway.
Right, right.
So I would go in and get a breast check and ultrasound every 6 months.
Good for you.
We have somebody on the ExxonMobil says she has a 15-year-old daughter. What age should you start taking them to get mammograms?
Okay. First of all, mammograms really need to start screening at age 40.
Mm-hmm.
The 15-year-old, what she can do is educate her daughter on how to check her breasts.
Okay.
And this is actually a great age to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 15, 16-year-old. Tell them to do it a week after their period and get them on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great way to be proactive.
Okay, but what age should you start? You said about 40?
40 for screening mammograms.
Okay.
Now patients who carry the gene or who are high risk, those patients will start much younger.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Or if you feel a lump.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you feel a lump. The difference between a screening and a diagnostic mammogram.
Yeah. Exactly right. Good point. Because, I mean, if you have symptoms, I don't care what age you are, you need to get in.
Quickly.
And your mammograms,
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, male, female, anybody, whoever has symptoms on their breasts really should be checked out.
Yeah.
All right.